Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Look, Dwayne. They fixed this casserole.
Can't tell you how excited I am, Jared.
Enter!
Safety protocol matrix. See? It's switched on.
Jared, don't.
If you dare.
It's a life-size, slobbering blue
bluebird!
Level 10, Dwayne. I got up to level 10.
Can't tell you how excited I am, Jared. I really can't.
Just one more level, and I'll even beat Sarah Pratchett. I'll be the first person in the whole neighborhood to break level 11. Gloobers is the best computer game ever.
Uh-huh. Listen, you really think you ought to play Gloobers as much as you do?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of other things to do, you know. Like playing basketball and riding bikes and going on picnics.
You're still on level 4, aren't you?
Yes, I can't get past the Gloober Patrol. How do you do it?
Practice, Dwayne. Lots and lots of practice. Speaking of which, I'm missing valuable playing time right now. Where's Eugene?
I don't know. He said to meet him here in the Room of Consequences.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Eugene... Don't scare us like that.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, but the pursuit of scientific discovery often leaves little room for the amenities.
Scientific discovery?
Computer science, in this case. And from what I understand, you two are the perfect candidates for my, experiment.
Eugene, what are you talking about?
Am I correct, Dwayne and Jared, in understanding that both of you are aficionados of the computer game Gloobers?
We like to play it a lot, if that's what you mean.
Wait a minute. Are you going to lecture us on how we're wasting our lives on video games?
Oh, hardly. As a computer expert, I certainly sympathize with your compulsion to play each new game that comes along. So much so that I have convinced Mr. Whittaker to allow me to turn the Room of Consequences into a virtual reality chamber.
Virtual reality?
Mm-hmm. I've linked the Gloober Matrix to the room's CPU, allowing you to play the computer game from inside the computer.
Inside?
Yes. The result is a life-size, realistic Gloober adventure.
Whoa!
Whoa, indeed. And since the two of you are such fans of the game, I thought you might like to be the first to give it a try.
Would we? Are you kidding?
What are we standing here for? Let's go!
Before you do, a word of warning.
Warning? What kind of warning?
Well, the Gloober's game matrix was the most unusual I've ever seen. Portions were so sophisticated, even I couldn't decode them.
Really?
Really. And the program was written in a way that allows its memory to increase exponentially with each pass.
Meaning,
this game has the capacity to learn as it plays.
Oh. Maybe we shouldn't do this, Jared.
Are you nuts?
But if it's not safe...
No. I didn't mean to imply that it isn't safe. The safety protocols are securely in place. I wouldn't let you in otherwise. I simply meant that there might be some surprises along the way. But play the game as it's meant to be played, and all should be well.
There, Dwayne. Safety proto thingies. Come on, I don't want to do this alone. I'll show you how to beat level 4.
Well, all right.
All right!
Then, gentlemen, enter! If you dare.
Jared,
I don't believe it.
It's a life-size, slobbering blue...
Bluebird!
You and me, Dwayne. Ready?
Ready.
Phew! Dwayne, you're doing great.
Thanks. And thanks for showing me how to get past level 4.
Secret? It's anti-gravity boots. It's impossible otherwise.
I know. I can jump right over him now.
How's your blaster?
Still fully charged.
Me too. Hey, there's another Gloober!
Hey, they even have blue tongues.
That's the worst insult of them all. Let's get them!
Wait!
What?
Remember Gloobers like to lure you into an ambush? It's one of their favorite tricks.
Right. We'll circle around behind them. They're behind us!
Look out!
On your left!
Two coming around the corner!
Behind you!
Whoa! Here comes a whole slew of them!
Set blasters to rapid fire!
Wow! That was great, eh, Jared?
Yeah, I guess.
You guess? What's the matter?
I don't know. This is just getting kind of boring. I mean, we've had some great battles, but I thought this was supposed to be a learning game. It doesn't seem to be learning anything at all. It just plays every level the same.
That's enough for me.
Well, it isn't enough for me. Come on.
Where are you going?
To check out something I saw in the last corridor.
What?
You remember Eugene talked about those safety proto thingies?
Yeah?
Well, I think they're keeping the game from getting more challenging. Ah, here we are. Safety protocol matrix. See? It's switched on.
So?
So? I wonder what would happen if we switched it off.
Jared, don't.
Oh, come on, Dwayne.
I mean it, don't.
Why not?
Because Eugene said we should play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
And we've done that. But I want to do more.
No.
Hey, let go of me.
I'm not gonna let you do it.
Getting tough, huh? Okay, if that's the way you want it.
Stop!
Ow! Oh, let go! You want a piece of me?
I'm thin, but I'm wiry. Hey, come on.
Yes. Okay, okay, okay.
You give?
Yes, I give. Let me up.
Sorry I had to sit on you, but it's for the best. You'll see.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, Dwayne, but I don't agree.
Jared, no!
Warning. Safety protocols deactivated. Forbidden Matrix compiling.
Forbidden Matrix? All right!
You had to do it, didn't you, Jared? You just had to do it.
Yeah! Now we're gonna do some serious Gloober plan. This is great!
Forbidden Matrix compiled. Gameplay begins in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2,
I've got a bad feeling about this.
1.
It shut down. Ha! PG must have gotten the safety protocols back on.
I don't think so.
Gloobers!
Look at the size of them. They're twice as big as they were before.
Yeah? Well, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Zip blasters to rapid fire. Let's make some Gloober goo. Uh-oh. My blaster's dead.
Mine too. What do we do?
Well, I think we get captured.
Oh, great. Then what?
They torture us.
Torture?
Yeah. On this level, they, well, tickle us until we collapse into giggling fits.
Oh, no. No, no. Not that.
Steady, Dwayne. Let's face our destiny with courage and dignity.
Yes, of course. We'll giggle with dignity. Jared, wake up.
What? Dwayne? Are we alive?
Yeah, unless heaven has linoleum floors.
Where are we?
You're in my control room.
Who said that?
I did.
Look, Dwayne, they fixed this casserole.
That's no casserole. It's a brain.
Yuck!
And it's laughing.
It must have laughed its head off.
I am Master Brain. Welcome to my world.
Your world?
The Forbidden Matrix.
Oh, that world.
What do you want with us?
To make you an offer.
What kind of offer?
You're here because you're game players. I will give you unlimited access to my game room, which contains every computer and video game you could ever want to play. and the opportunity to test the very newest games we're developing as well.
Wow.
You may play all day and all night if you wish. Snacks and sodas included.
And what do you want in return?
I require only one thing. Your time.
Okay.
That's it? No tokens, no quarters, just our time?
That's it.
Gotcha. When do we start?
Wait a second. I don't know about this.
Dwayne, are you crazy? This is a no-brainer. No offense.
None taken.
Jared, just hold it. Mr. Brain?
Please, call me Master.
I don't think so. Listen, will we be able to do anything besides play video games?
Besides? What do you mean?
You know, like ride bikes or go on picnics or play outside.
Why on earth would you want to do any of those things? You'll have computer and video games.
Yeah, Dwayne, what's your point?
Will Jared and I at least be able to talk to each other?
Perhaps I haven't made myself clear. You'll be playing computer and video games. There'll be no need for talk or anything else.
Well, Jared, what do you say to that?
Sounds good. We're in.
What?
Excellent. Game Warden, the helmets.
Faces on your heads and I will escort you to the game room.
No problemo.
But what are all these wires coming out of it?
They have no concern to you. Put it on.
I don't think so.
You dare disobey the master?
He's not my master, and I'm not wearing the helmet. And neither are you, Jared.
Hey, now you've done it, Dwayne. You broke it.
I'm gonna do more than that. Eugene! Eugene, help! Get us out of here!
What are you doing?
This is still the room of consequences. Eugene has got to be able to stop this thing. Eugene! Shut it down, please! Hurry!
You poor deluded boy.
You'll see how deluded I am when Eugene pulls the plug on you.
Eugene can't pull the plug.
What?
This is the Forbidden Matrix. Eugene has no control here. Only I do.
What?
Warden?
Master?
Throw them both in detention for a few weeks until they get used to their new lives.
Yes, Master.
Detention?
Wait!
No, help!
Help!
Eugene!
This wasn't my deal! This wasn't
This is just great. I could be at home right now, safe and sound. Instead, I'm in a pitch-dark detention cell in a forbidden matrix of a computer game. Just great.
Oh, come on, Dwayne. Where's your sense of adventure?
Keep talking, Jared. That way I'll know where to kick. This is the pit.
Well, if you had just gone along with the Master Brain, we wouldn't be here, would we?
Oh, yes, you would.
Say, is your voice changing?
No. There's somebody in here with us.
There sure is. Easy, easy. You guys need to relax.
We didn't know you were here.
I was sleeping. My name's Gregory.
I'm Dwayne.
Jared.
Pleased to meet you.
So you got in trouble with the Master Brain, too?
Yep. We all do, sooner or later. I told him he'd never get ahead in life. He got pretty uptight.
What's with him, anyway?
Did you see that big plug beside his tank?
Yeah.
That's his life supply. The only way he lives is by sucking the life out of kids.
Sucking the life? How?
The helmets.
You mean those wires?
Yep. They plug directly into the brain's time supply.
You mean it's life supply?
Time, life, same thing. Something I learned here. When you waste your time, you waste your life.
Yeah, Jared.
Well, I don't care. I like playing computer games. They're fun. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong? Listen, how old do you think I am?
I don't know. In your 80s, maybe?
I'm 12 years old.
What?
No way!
Way. I played the games just like you. Thought they were cool, really awesome. I didn't realize that while I was playing, my life was draining away. I was having too much fun. Then one day, it was too late.
Whoa.
He's got hundreds of kids in the game room, all feeding him, though they don't realize it. In a few months, they'll look just like me. And if you put on the helmets and play those games, so will you.
Hey, I think someone's coming. Jared, take off your left shoe.
Huh?
I'm still wearing the anti-gravity boots. You take this one, I'll keep this one. When I give you the signal, we'll lock arms and jump over the guard. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Here.
Wait, what about Gregory?
Oh, you go on. I'm too tired to run. But I do have one request.
What?
When you get back, tell your friends about me. Maybe my life can be a warning to them.
Right.
You're down to one life now, boys. Make the most of it.
Goodbye, Gregory. And thanks.
No problem.
You two. The Master wants to see you immediately.
Now! Jump!
Whoa!
Let's go!
This way!
One five. You escaped these in-depth corner, okay?
Hurry! The Gloopers are coming! The Gloopers are coming! I cannot believe I just said that.
I know it's around here somewhere.
What? What are you looking for?
There! That vent! It'll take us to the ceiling! We've got to get out of this hallway! Come on!
Huh. Okay. We're in the ceiling. Now what? And what are all these cans?
Those aren't cans. They are transistors. And look at the floor. It's a circuit board.
We're inside a giant computer.
Eugene said we'd be playing the game from the inside.
Hey, this is the fan to cool off the central processing unit.
So?
So look down there.
Hey, it's the master brain.
Ugh. Gregory said the plug beside the brain's tank was how he got fed, right?
Right. Why?
Because the only way we're going to get out of here is to shut down the game. And the only way to shut down the game is to unplug
the brain. Let's do it!
Okay, we have to stop the fan blades. Use your shoe.
Why not my anti-gravity boots?
Because you may need it later.
Oh. Well, why my shoe? Why can't we use your shoe?
Because you're the one who got us in here in the first place. Now do it!
Okay.
It worked. All right, let's go on three. One, two, three.
Ah!
Gentlemen, so good of you to drop in.
Thanks.
Hey, I can't move.
Neither of you can. I've reversed the polarity on your anti-gravity boots. Turned them into powerful magnets.
Told you I should have used the boot on the fan.
I must say, I am most impressed. No one has ever achieved your level of expertise.
Really?
That is why I am now prepared to make you a very attractive offer.
What offer?
Not for you. For Jared. An offer to play a special game. A game for which you'll receive the ultimate treasure.
Treasure?
Jared.
Yes, Jared. The ultimate treasure reserved for my most special students like you.
Me?
Jared!
Silence! Jared, I know you. You and I are alike. We speak the same language. You have the potential of being my greatest game player ever. And I'm offering you the greatest game ever. And all for the small price of your time. What do you say?
Can't do it stuck to the floor.
Jared, no!
Excellent. You're free to move about now.
Thanks.
You've made a wise choice, Jared.
I know. But you haven't.
What?
Yes! The plug, Jared! Pull the plug!
No, Jared! I am your master!
Not anymore! I'm cutting you off!
I am your master! I am your master!
Looks like your time is up.
Hey, I'm free now, too. Way to go, Jared.
Thanks. Wait a minute. If the master brain is dead, why is the game still playing?
It must be running on memory. We've got to get out of here.
How?
Hey, this panel is loose. Help me.
It's off. Let's go.
I'm in the machine.
Lupus, attack! Destroy!
We've got company.
There's light up ahead.
Whoa! The Gloopers got blasters!
The light's coming from a grill. It's the front of the computer.
We can squeeze through. Come on. Made it. Whoa!
That's a big drop to the keyboard.
Yipes! They're right behind us. And I don't think they're gonna tickle us this time.
Wait a minute.
We don't have a minute.
To enter the game, you have the enter key, right?
Right.
So to escape the game, we hit
the escape key. Can we make it?
We've gotta jump together. Ready?
Geronimo!
Goodbye.
Dwayne, are you all right?
I think so. Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. We made it. We're free.
Yeah. Hey, Eugene.
Greetings, lads. How did you like the adventure?
Adventure? Mm-hmm. Eugene, you've got to unhook that game from the Room of Consequences right now.
He's right. It's too dangerous. Those blue gloobers wanted to kill us.
Yeah. And what about all those kids who are feeding the master brain?
gentlemen, please calm yourselves.
But Eugene, those kids...
We're all part of the game.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean the master brain, the game warden. All that was...
All a game by Mr. Whitaker and myself to help cure you of your, shall we say, obsession with gloobers?
I can't believe this.
You said you sympathize with our wanting to play computer games.
And I do. And that's why I agreed to help Mr. Whitaker with this experiment. You see, time is one of God's most precious gifts. It's a shame to squander it on such frivolous activities as computer games. Of course, that doesn't mean you can't play computer games on occasion. The key is to master them instead of letting them master you.
So this whole thing was yours and Mr. Whitaker's idea?
Well, not exactly. Mr. Whitaker and I wrote the game program, but...
Gene?
Oh, come on in. We were just talking about you. This is the young man who came up with the idea for the game.
Hi, I'm Jared.
And I'm Dwayne. Cool game.
Yeah, it was great. What's your name?
I'm Gregory.
Gregory?
Gregory.
Whoa!
In 1 Corinthians 6:12, the Apostle Paul writes about our freedoms as Christians. All things are lawful for me, he says, but not all things are profitable. I will not be mastered by anything. This is something that Jared and Dwayne learned in today's adventure. They were letting the Gloobers game master them instead of them mastering it. Does this mean we shouldn't play computer games? Not at all. It simply means we shouldn't let them take up all of our time. After all, as Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Well, that's all for now. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Gloobers was written by John Beebe and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.